Oh, since a person gets bold, gets chatumut, gets nervous about his money, Amrina, we say, he's here, the doctor told the Kohen, you should know, if you don't let the blood out, your behemoth may die. So the Kohen gets all nervous and says, I have to take care of my property. So if we're going to tell him, you're allowed to let the blood out, but only do it in certain places, we're afraid, since he's so nervous about his behemoth, he'll do it any place, and he'll even cut the ear or cut the lip. Therefore, here Rabbi Yehuda makes gzeira that since you're nervous about losing your mammon, therefore we can't let you do anything. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan svara? Why do they say it's mutter? They say just the opposite. Kol shechein, just the opposite. Di loy sharis lei, if we're not going to tell you that you are allowed to cut it in the right place, klal osi lemevid, then for sure he'll do it. Like the Rabbanan said, the Kohen can't hold himself back. If you're going to tell me I'm not allowed to do it, he'll do it anyway. So therefore, we might as well tell you, do it the mokum where it's mutter, and we're not afraid you come to do it the mokum that's sister. But to tell you not to do it at all, the Kohen will get so nervous, like Avada, we're talking about Chosha B'Kohen even. But Amol, you get so nervous, you hear the news, I'm not allowed to do anything, I'm going to lose my behema, so you'll get so nervous, you come to do it nisr. Therefore, the Rabbanan say it's better to let him do it the mokum where it's mutter. So Mel, it's no steer at all over. Here it's a special machlekes, how nervous does the Kohen get? Fred Gemara, is this true that Rabbi Yehuda holds a svara that a person hears about his own property, his own behemoth, he gets nervous and he'll do something wrong? The Yotanan, we learned like this, Gemara in Beitzah. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, ain mekadrin habehemah b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to take like a scratcher and scratch your behemoth on Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe you'll make a chabura, you'll make blood, you'll scratch him, and blood will come out, you'll be over nisa chabura. Mevnei shuwaisa chabura. Mekadrin, those are small teeth that come out of the tool, and it can scratch him. Avo mekartzefin. But you're allowed to use like a back scratcher that has wider nails. So therefore it doesn't make such a scratch, you're not afraid blood will come out, that's mutter. That's the Yehuda Shita. The Chum say no, ain mekadrin, af ain mekartzefin. The Chum say both you can't do, because we're afraid if you do one, you come to do the other one. And you see, Yehuda holds, no, we're not afraid. Even though to use the small nails is usher, but to use the big ones will matter you. Vatanya, we learned, Ezel Kidur, the Ezel Katsif, what's the difference? Kidur Ketanim. Kidur, that's usher, that has small nails sticking out of the back scratcher. So since they're smaller nails, the Eisen Chabura. We're afraid when you use it to scratch the back of the animal, to scratch the hair of the animal, you'll come to make a Chabura, and that's usher to do on Yontif. Mashenkin Katsif, that's Gedolim. There the teeth of the scratcher has bigger teeth. V'yein chaburah. They don't make a chaburah. So what do you see here? That if Yehuda says, we're not afraid the person will become nervous. And we say, the bigger one you are allowed to use, even though the small one you can't use. And we don't say, once we'll let him use a big one, he'll get nervous and he'll even use a small one. So why don't you say that? And the Gemara Hossam. D'i shavik lei mayiz amrinan adem boyla mamayinai. There's no sushtel. Before, by Yibachor, we're talking about, the doctor says, if you don't let the blood out, now it's going to die. So when the Kohen hears that his animal's going to die, then he gets nervous. And there we're afraid we can't let him do anything. Because when he's nervous, he may even do the Yisr. Mashenkin Hocha, what are we talking about? The behema has a scratch in his back. So if you're not going to scratch him, so what? Ishovik lei, sarabiyamahu loy, who? Even if you don't scratch his back, all the behema will have is a little bit sour, a little bit pain. But he's not going to die. So here we say, lo yamrin adam b'ayla mamayinai. Here, where it's only a question, will the animal have some pain or not? So here the person doesn't get nervous about his behema. So he'll listen to us. So if we tell him that the widest scratch you're allowed to use, because that doesn't make a chabura, that doesn't make a wound, no blood will come out, he'll listen to you. And we'll tell you the smaller one is usher, Hitaka won't do that. So here that he's not so nervous about his behema, here we'll make him. Mashenkin before by Yibachor, where there it's a question, maybe the animal will die, there the Kohen gets all nervous, and we can't be matter anything to him. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Yehuda, Maishno Agabi Chometz, the Gozer, or Maishno Agabi Karzif, the Le Gozer. According to Rabbi Yehuda though, Stam, by Chometz, there's no bowl, you're not afraid, you're not going to lose anything. Still we say, Rabbi Yehuda, that if you didn't make a Bedika before Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you can't make a bleaker anymore. You can't check out Yasva Chometz. Because we're afraid you'll find and eat it. So So you see what, even though you're not nervous, still you come to eat it. So how come Karzif will matter? How can we say you're allowed to use the bigger back scratcher? Why don't we make a gzera? If you come to use the bigger scratcher, maybe you'll even use the smaller one, and that will be an isser. Why don't we make a gzera there? And the Gemara poshid, lechem belechem ichluf. What are we talking about? If you grab Yehuda Svariz, if you check your house, you may find chametz. If you find chametz, this is the chametz that you ate the whole year. So since this is the chametz you ate the whole year, we're afraid you'll eat it right now also. Mashenkin kiddo v'kitzav lemichluf. Here the Rambam say clearly, they tell you what you can do. The bigger scratcher you're allowed to use, because that one doesn't make a wound in the animal. The smaller one, the smaller nails you can't use, that makes a wound. So he knows clearly, I'm allowed to use the bigger one. So if you use the bigger one, we're not afraid he's going to come to use the smaller one. It's a different scratcher. So we're not afraid from one scratcher to the other scratcher. Yeah. Rabbanon say no, this is enough to make we're afraid that once you use any type of a scratcher, maybe you use the other scratcher that would make a chaburim. Therefore we say everything is us according to Rabbanon. But according to Abiyuda, there's a big difference. By chametz we're afraid you'll eat this chametz gufa that you're finding. Mashenkin here, if you're allowed to use the biggest scratcher, we're not afraid you come to use the smallest scratcher. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Oichlim kol chomish on Erev Pesach, the fifth hour of the day, you're still allowed to even eat the chametz. For a sorfim b'tchila sheish, at the beginning of the sixth hour, midi rabbona now, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's also ba no, you have to burn it. It's midi rice, everybody holds that the sixth hour, it's still mutter to eat it. It's only after the sixth hour, after chatzois, that chametz is also on Erev Pesach. That's midi rice. Now midi rabbonin, Reb Meir says rabbonin made gzeira 1 hour before. That people make mistakes, they don't know the exact time. So if we'll say they're allowed to eat an hour before, maybe they'll come to eat it even after Chatzos, and they'll think really it's before Chatzos. Therefore, the Rabbanan made Gzera to say that the fifth hour ready, the beginning of the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's even also but no, you have to burn it. We have Yehuda Raima, we hold like a Yehuda. Oichlem kol arba. The first 4 hours of the day, you're allowed to eat the chametz. The Torlon kol chomish. When it starts the fifth hour of the day already, it's also to eat it. But you don't have to burn it. It's not also bahanor. You're allowed to sell it, or you can give it to your animals to eat. That's called toilin. It's like hanging. It's not allowed to eat it, but it's mutta bahanor. Toilin kol chomish. The whole fifth hour is like that. V'sorfer mitchila sheish. When it becomes the beginning of the sixth hour already, then midrabbonin is even also bahanor. You can't give it to your behemoth anymore. You can't sell it to a goy anymore. Your badafka have to burn it. So that's the machlokes for Meir and Reb Yehuda, where the goys are only 1 hour, or where the goys are 2 hours. The Yoidam Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says another halacha. Shtei chalois shel toida psulais. There are two breads that came from the korban ha-toida that was already posel. Posel, we'll see in the Gemara what was wrong with it. Maybe it was nicer, it was left over, but they were posel of bread, you couldn't eat them anyway. What they did was, they used this for a simin, for a sign, that munochas agav itzdebo. It was standing outside by the Beis HaMikdash, on a platform right out the Beis HaMikdash. It's like this. Kol zeman she munochas, kol zeman both chalis. These two chalis were there on the platform outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's kol lamoichlim. We know even though it's Erev Pesach, it's before the fifth hour, you're still allowed to eat your chametz. Nitlo achas. As soon as they took away the first chalom, everybody knew that was the beginning of the fifth hour. That told them that now you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore, that you have your own chametz, but you're allowed to sell it. It's mutta banom. You can give it to your animals. Loy oichlin, you're not allowed to eat it. Aber v'loy sorfin, you don't have to burn it. It's still mutta to have anor from it. Nitlo shteihem, when they took away already the second lechem, they took away the second one from the platform, then they knew this is the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. Heschilo kolam sorfin. That's when everybody knew now it's the time to burn it. The chometz is also banor. They went now to burn the chometz. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said like this. Chulin necholin kol arba. He says like this. Chulin, that means our chometz, that's not kochim, it's not trum, it's regular chulin, anybody can eat it, is necholin kol arba. You're only allowed to eat it the first 4 hours, like the Yehuda. When it comes to the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Utruma, what about truma though, that a kohen's allowed to eat? That we say kol chamish. Even the fifth hour, you're also allowed to eat truma. Hey, truma, Reb Gamliel says it different. Because since there's a mitzvah to eat truma, and you're not supposed to destroy truma, they gave you another hour. Even the fifth hour, they said you're still allowed to eat the truma. Mashenkein v'sarfin b'tchila sheish. when it becomes the beginning of the sixth hour already, there, even by Truma, the din is you bedafka have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Here, the Rabbanan made a gzera. And Rashi says, Utruma, ko chomish, the also lahav said, kodeshim yudayim. You're not allowed to go and ruin kodeshim. There's a mitzvah to eat it. So we say, kol zaman shecholim lochlan. Therefore, the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat Truma. Mashenken, when it becomes the beginning of the sixth hour already, for a surf from the chila sheish, to avade ruba tol ben sheish l'sheva. Hey, most people make a mistake between the sixth hour and the seventh hour. So the Rabbanan, even by Truma, warned Matthew teach the Truma the sixth hour, because we're afraid, maybe really it's the seventh hour already. Just you think it's the sixth hour. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, when it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour already, nothing doing. You're not allowed to eat, even Truma is also to eat. So, Machlokes in the Mishnah, Rav Neya holds, no, we only make a mistake for 1 hour. So therefore, the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat it. It's only the sixth hour that we say you're not allowed to eat it and you have to burn it. And if you don't know, we make a mistake for 2 hours. Therefore, the fifth and sixth hour is also in the Rabbanan. We learned in Sanhedrin about the Loch of Eden. When two Eden come to Bezdin to say, we both saw the way Reuven killed somebody, so the Loch of Andrisha Vachkira. Bezdin has to check out these Eden now to make sure they're not lying. So we have to check out each one separately, and we ask them questions exactly what happened. Reuven says that the killing took place on the second day of the Chodesh. It was Beis of Chodesh Nisan. And the second Eidah says that the killing took place on the third day of Nisan. The Chur are not saying good Eidahs. So they didn't know. Eidusen Kayem. Still we say the Eidahs is good. We say they're not lying. And they both saw at the exact same time. And they're both telling the truth. How come one says it's the second day, one says it's the third day of the Chodesh? Says, Shezeh Yedeya B'Yaburish HaChodesh. The first one knew that the Bezdin made an Ibur Chodesh. Last Chodesh was Moli. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh was first the 31st day. Therefore, today is only the second day of the Chodesh. V'zeh Eni Yedeya B'Yaburish HaChodesh. And the second Eidus didn't know that Yedeya. He thought that they made the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, he thought that today is the third day of the Chodesh. So these people can make a mistake. So they're not lying. They both saw it on Monday. Now one person thought that Monday is the second day of the Chodesh, and one person thought, no, Monday is the third day of the Chodesh. So therefore we believe the Eidus. This is not called a Hachosha in the Eidus. What about some one person says the third day of the month, and the other Eidus said it was the fifth day of the month, then they do some betela. Then there's a steer in the Eidus, because here there's zecha lying. Like, they don't make a mistake. Like, you can make a mistake one day, but more than that, no. So if one guy says it was Dalet, one guy says it was Hey, one guy says it was Gimel, obviously it's two different Meisim, and you only have an Eidechot, we can't trust these two Eidim, they're not called two Eidim. Is Butler. What about Echodoim Bishtei Shoyis? One person said the murder took place the second hour of the day. The Echodoim Bisholish Shoyis took place the third hour of the day. Is Eidusin Kayomis. The Eidus is Kayim. Because we said they can make a mistake in an hour, so they're not lying. One thought it was the second hour, one thought it was the third hour. What about Echoraim B'Sholosh, V'Echoraim B'Chomish? One says it's the third hour, one says it's the fifth hour. Is a Dusan B'Telo Dibur Remeya. That's good Remeya L'Shutosh in our Mishnah, that nobody makes a mistake more than an hour. So here, one guy says the third hour, one guy says the fifth hour, obviously they're lying, like a two different pair of Eidus, and he can't put them together. Rabbi Yehuda Raiman, no, like he says now Mishnah. Eidus and Kayemis, no, it's still Emis. Like Yehuda says, a person can make a mistake for 2 hours. So one guy, both saying they both saw their murder took place at the exact same time. The one guy thought now it's the second hour of the day, and one guy thought now it's the fourth hour of the day. People make mistakes in 2 hours, so they're not called Shakronim. There's no Achosha. We believe them. And that's good. The Machlokes now Mishnah, the same thing. Rabbi Meir only makes Xer 1 hour because a person only makes a mistake in 1 hour, and Rabbi Yehuda makes Xer for 2 hours because people make mistakes in 2 hours. Fightem. Echoraim b'chomish. One person says the murder took place the fifth hour of the day. The Echoraim b'sheva. One says it took place the seventh hour of the day. Here, according to everybody, Adusim b'teila. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're lying, and we can't trust these two Eidim. Why? Shebechamisha chama b'mizrach. Because the fifth hour of the day that's before Chatzos, the sun is still on the east. Or the Sheva, that's after Chatzos, the seventh hour of the day, Chama B'Mariv. The sun is already going down towards the west side already. So Mela, since it's on the west side already, therefore, you can't make a mistake. So if one says this, one says that, they weren't there at the same time, they didn't see the Maisa together, and one of them is lying. Omer Abayis, Abayis is like this now. If you want to tell me, how much does a person really make a mistake here? I'll tell you like this. According to Rabbi Meir, Zayin our Mishnah and Zayin the Brisa here, and Adam Toyev Leiklum. People don't make mistakes at all, I'll tell you. According to Rabbi Meir, you have no raya. People know exactly what time it is, they don't make any mistakes at all. One says the third hour, one says the fourth hour, we'll soon see why. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toyev Chatisho. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the person only makes a mistake a half an hour. Why? It goes like this. According to Rabbi Meir, ein adam toyev leklum. A person doesn't make a mistake at all. Ayatastira, one person said the murder took place the third hour of the day, and one person said it took place the fourth hour of the day. So what do you mean they don't make mistakes? I'll tell you, this might happen the mafik tarti, at the end of the second hour, or mayotlos, right at the beginning of the third hour of the day. So when one said two, one said three, they're both saying the exact same time. V'hai dekom mishtayim, the one that said it happened the second hour of the day, he meant b'seif shtayim, he meant at the end of the second hour. V'hai dekom mishalosh, the one that said the third hour of the day, he meant to say b'tchila sholosh, at the beginning of the third hour of the day. So they're both saying the exact same thing. Hey, the end and the beginning at the exact same time, so that, no, that nobody makes mistakes. The divrei Rav Yehuda, the current Rav Yehuda, I'll tell you like this. Odem toyeh chatisho. Maybe a person only makes a mistake by half an hour, that's all. More than half an hour, a person doesn't make a mistake. So why is the mutiv one set two and one set four? Or like the case is one set three, one set five. Why is the mutter, there's more than a half an hour difference in between? I'll tell you like this. Maiser, really, when did the murder take place? Kihevei bepaug diabo. I'll tell you, really, it happened the fourth hour and a half. After 4.5 hours of the day, that's when it took place. Heavy. Now, if I had to call Mishalish, the one that said it took place in the third hour, what he meant to say really was b'seif sholish. He meant to say at the end of the third hour. So therefore, o ketoi pago de shosa, lekamei, and he made a mistake a half an hour too early. The end of the third hour was like the beginning of the fourth hour. And really the murder took place 4.5 hours. So you only made a mistake by half an hour. By the koma chomish, and the one that said it took place the fifth hour, he meant to say b'tchilas chomish. He meant to say at the beginning of the fifth hour. Samela, how much off is he? Only half an hour. Uketoi pago de shosa. Lila chure. He made a half an hour too late, that's all. So according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only make mistakes half an hour. That's the way Abaye wants to say. That really, according to Rabbi Yehuda Meir, they don't make any mistakes. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they only make half an hour mistakes. So Ika the army, something like this. Omer Abaye, Abaye said like just the opposite, not like that. Kishatim Tzolayim, when you want to tell me, Ledivir Ramei, according to Ramei, Odom Toyamashu. No, the same type of pshat, it's a little bit different. According to Ramei, Odom Toyamashu. A person only makes a mistake by a mashu, like a second. Very small amount does he make a mistake. And Ledivir Ramei, according to Ramei, Odom Toyamashu. A person makes a mistake for a whole hour and a little bit more. That's the machlokes. The what? The divrei Ramei, according to Ramei, Odom Toyamashu. First, only makes a mistake a little bit, a minute or so he makes a mistake. Why? I once said two, and once said the third hour. I'll tell you, Maisa ki hevein, what really happened here was, Oy b'seif shtayim hevein, Oy b'tchila sholish. Either the end of the second hour, not the last minute, but right before the end of the second hour, or else the beginning of the third hour. V'chad minayu toyamashu. And one of them made a mistake by a minute, that's all. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the quote Rabbi Yehuda is like this. Odem toyeh shor mashu. A person makes a mistake a full hour, and a second he can make a mistake in a minute. Why? Maisek heavy, even though one said three and one said five, Maisek heavy, when did the killing really take place? Oy b'seif sholosh, either the end of the third hour, oy b'tchilas chomish, or else the beginning of the fifth hour. V'chad minayu ketoyeh shor mashu. And one of them made a mistake by an hour and a little bit.